It's like Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies the movie, except no one's having fun. This week on So What Happens Next, we did Overlord. I'm one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Patrick.
And boy, are you guys in for a ride. So, this week, Amber gets to be the subject of our
The guinea pig.
Yeah, the guinea pig. We watched Overlord 2018, produced by J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
Oof. That's my opinion up front. I'll taper it a little bit.
Basically, he had nothing to do with it, it sounds like.
No! I'd say watching it, there's a bit of an Abrams flair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Amber, based on that poster and the title and knowing that Abrams is attached and whatever else you happen to know about this movie, thoughts on what it's about?
Well, it doesn't even say, like, who the director is, so I'm kind of just like...
Well, I'm sure that says a lot about this movie.
It does! Like a no-name, I guess.
It's directed by Julius Avery.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. But what do you think this movie's about?
It looks like there's something... It has something to do with about Nazis.
Okay.
And a bunch of people with guns.
You're just listing what's on the poster.
Yeah. Basically. But from what I've seen from the trailers... It looks like it's about zombie Nazis, basically. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I mean...
And there's some sort of experiment going on, and it accident... They're trying to find, basically... They're trying to create these, like, superhuman, you know, soldiers, but they accidentally turn people into zombies, and these Americans have to, like, kill all of the zombie Nazis.
Yeah, that's eventually what happens.
Yeah. And
it gets
I think it's what this movie wanted to do. You know, we'll watch it, so...
It kind of has that Hellboy thing to it.
Mm-mm.
No?
You're right.
I mean,
looking
at just, like, the poster.
Yeah. It has that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
In everything but the movie.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like that when the movie starts. So, I mean, that's a good way to jump right in, I think, to this movie, is... Speaking of, like, feeling the movie opens up as if it's some old-timey, I don't know, like, 30s, 40s movie. Have, like, the title card kind of appear on the screen, and the credit, it's weird. And it all is over airplanes heading towards D-Day, right?
Yeah, well, Overlord came from Operation Overlord, which was the operation for D-Day of the Allied Forces. So I think the beginning was my favorite part because that was the most realistic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I felt like this movie tried to be very like Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Bastards a little bit with some of the actors.
You mean those who are these people?
Yeah. I knew. I recognized one of the people. Well, two of the people.
I thought one of them looked like Mads Mikkelsen.
Nope.
Okay, never
Sadly,
mind.
Sadly, no.
I know. I recognized one person in this whole movie. And the other person was bothering me in the back of my brain till I figured out who they were. We'll talk about that after we watch the movie. But I did not recognize them themselves.
Well, the night before D-Day, 101st, and other operational forces were jumping behind enemy lines to knock out certain points and mostly the radio tower so they couldn't radio for reinforcements once the troops started landing on the beaches.
Yeah. So their plan is blow up a radio tower so that Nazis are blind when they land.
Which a lot of, you know, with Band of Brothers, if you've ever seen that, the first couple episodes of that basically cover that.
Okay. I have not seen it. should, though. Yes, you should. But yeah, I mean, they're just like, we're going to go blow it up. It's on a church, and we're spending a shit ton of time talking about this. We're doing every single character's little intro here. You got, like, the human embodiment of Rocket Raccoon in that wherever the hell he's from annoying-ass dickweed guy who's, like, shitting on everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a later scene where I wrote in my notes, I'm like, Rocket Raccoon, the person.
It's probably from Jersey or something.
He's trying to sound like he's from Jersey. Yeah. It's so... Ooh.
What the fuck is this? What's this, for luck?
Oh, man.
Shit, you're gonna need more than that when we hit the ground.
Can you give me my chain, please?
Ain't gonna be nothing like boot camp, not with those Jerry's firing real ammo. And hell, boys, you hardly made it out of boot alive. No lucky charm in the world is gonna turn you into a soldier.
Are you finished? You gonna give me the fucking chain?
But yeah, so they're all, like, getting ready to jump, you know, they're hitting their mark, and then the ship, or the plane, gets shot at from below, and they're all panicking, and stuff's on fire, shit's blowing up, plane's going down, everybody jumps out, half the people die. You know, we're landing in, we're kind of getting introduced to our main character, which I gotta say, like, throughout this whole beginning, I was sitting here like, is this the main guy? Are we gonna follow him?
Yeah.
Like, they don't clearly go, this is the main character, you're following this guy. They're kind of like, we're spending a lot of time on this character. We're just spending a lot of time on him. And I was kind of waiting for that, like, oh, he's dead, and now we're going to follow somebody else. But no, he doesn't. He's the main character. Again, he's played by someone I've never heard of.
Yeah, same here.
You won't recognize, like, I recognize three people in this movie. Because one of them, the cameraman, he's in, that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch it.
No, they got one of those camera guys, kind of like Full Metal Jacket. They have a photographer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so everybody's jumping out. He lands in some water. He gets out. He's running through French woods, basically.
Yeah. Occupied France.
Yeah, he's trying to find his buddies, and he finds their... I don't know what his rank was, sergeant or something?
Yes, sergeant, probably platoon leader.
Yeah. This guy who's talking to him on the plane, he's like, why, like, you know, why are we doing this?
That's the perfect person who's like Brad Pitt's character, Aldo Raine.
Exactly.
Yeah, in Inglourious.
Yeah. And he's just like, how come we're going to fight these Nazis? And they're just like, he's like, because Nazis are assholes or whatever the fuck he says. And they're all just like, yeah, of course, that's the answer you were looking for. Like,
and why would the Nazis put a radio jamming tower on top of a church, Private Boyce?
Because they...
Good Christ almighty, boys. They put it on a church because the Nazis are rotten sons of bitches. And rotten sons of bitches will do anything they have to destroy everything that is good in this world. That is why we have to be just as rotten as they are. Am I clear?
Yes, Sergeant!
Sure, why not? But yeah, the Nazis find him, and they shoot him. Yeah. Like, right there, fuck him up. Sarge is dead. Yep. And our main character is saved by this explosives expert they brought in who was previously stationed at Italy.
In Italy, yeah.
And the only reason that I make a point to tell you that is because they make a point to tell you that, and it doesn't really... I don't think... Correct me if I'm wrong, Patrick. I don't think it amounts to anything.
Well, he knows where to place the explosives for their mission.
No, I get that, but they give this... awe of mystery to the guy. Like, there's a reason why he's the only one here. From why did he get moved into this?
Oh, probably because what happens at most points in World War II is some people's whole companies get obliterated, right, and they just get reshuffled.
But I don't think we ever talk about it.
No, you never know the reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just weird. So there's this mysterious guy that don't get attached to because it's just kind of like, you'll never figure out his story. We're just going to throw that away. Yeah. But he saves our main character, and they kind of get people back together. They hook up with the annoying Rocket Raccoon guy, the photographer guy. There's this dickhole scene where the Italian, no, he's not Italian, but the bomb expert guy, he like destroys the photographer's camera or whatever. Yeah, because he's like, oh, is that camera take really good pictures? Yeah, oh, is that good? Can I see that really quick? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he hands it to him, and he just throws it, like, against a tree or some shit. And he's like walking around with a fucking beacon or whatever the fucking on your
spotlight.
Head. Yeah, spotlight, that's it. He's, like, walking around with a spotlight. I'm like, or you could have taken off the flash like a fucking normal person and not destroyed this guy's camera.
I would have destroyed it.
I wouldn't have destroyed it because now no one's going to believe any of this shit.
Yeah, you need someone documenting. Like, didn't they have...
Well, this is the weird thing, is the guy has a camera later.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got it from, but he has a camera.
Oh, yeah, an extra one.
I'm sure.
You got your camera.
Oh, jeez.
Huh? You brought your camera.
Yes.
That made the jump.
Yeah.
Wow, that's well made.
Thank you.
You get scenic shots with it.
Well, I think they want me to take some more of the action, maybe get some scenes from the front line.
Can I see that? Oh, I can use that, yes. Yeah.
Just be careful with this. No, it's a fragile.
It's like wearing a spotlight around your neck. Sorry, man.
So they're gathering everyone, and camera guy, I forget his name in the movie, but they find another one, and they have to complete the mission, which is to take out this radio tower inside a church. So the corporals lead him across this open field, and one guy steps on a mine. Minefield.
After talking about a book he wants to write.
After talking about a book, so you get a little connection. A little bit of a connection.
You get a little connection to everyone who dies.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Because the guy's like, I'm going to write this book because no one's ever talked about what it's really like in World War II.
Yep.
I'm going to write a book. And he looks at the camera guy. He's like, dude, you could put some of your pictures in. That
Split
way you get
profits.
Some money.
Yeah.
Boom. And he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all just like, oh, fuck. We're landmines. And there goes that character you started with something for.
So Corporal gets him back in line. And, you know, you step where the person in front of you steps so you don't step on any other mines. And then they make their way slowly into the village.
No. They're still in the woods. And this is where the movie finally decides... Or remembers,
oh,
I should
right,
say,
yeah.
Oh yeah, we're a fucking horror movie. Because they find, like, monster pieces. Like, chopped
monster
up monster parts.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the woods, they're like, oh man, maybe it's a jackal. You
Looks
know,
like a mutated goat skull.
Yeah. They're like, it's like a dog. He's like, what kind of dog has hooves? And they're just, like, freaking out about this. And then they find this woman scavenging the bodies of, like, a bunch of dead Nazis or something like that. And they interrogate her, and...
Yeah, she takes them into town. And while they're following her, Boyce, which is the main character's name...
That's it.
He gets caught and has to run away.
No, she gets caught, because she's out after curfew.
She's out after curfew.
Yeah.
She gets caught.
Because she's like... She's taken to the village, she's like, you guys can't be seen. Don't let anyone see you. And she's walking, and this woman opens... Fucking asshole bitch woman just opens the door, and she's just like... You are out in French. Oh, this is in French.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're out after curfew. And she's like, I know, I'm so sorry. I'm going home right now. Please, Mrs. Whatever, I know you. You're my family friend. Let me go. And she's like, no. I'm calling the manager. I mean, the Nazi soldier. Whistle. And, like, the Nazis run up. And they're like, what the fuck's going on? And she's like, she's out after curfew. And I'm like, oh, this woman. I wish this woman got a death. A normal horror movie, they would have killed this woman.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever see her again. She's there.
Or, like, take the other woman away and then just be like, okay, like, just shoot that other lady or something.
That'd be a Nazi move.
Yeah. We don't like, you know, Tattletailer, you know.
But, Amber, since we're finally getting some kind of action here, what do you think happens after the Nazis get called over?
I think, well, they obviously catch the other people, right? And they take them in. And... feel like they torture them, but, like, the main character somehow escapes.
Better movie.
I don't know if it would be a better movie at that point.
I think it would move it to where it tries to get by the end faster like it needed.
Yeah.
This movie takes a long time to get to what it advertised it is, so that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Instead, what happens is she's the only one who gets caught. And I feel like I blinked and I missed this. So correct me if I'm wrong, Patrick, but the other guys, they all kind of regroup behind some buildings in the shadows. And she escaped? Talked her way out of it,
yeah.
Okay. Because she just appears again.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Like, oh, she's in on it. She's in on this shit. That's where I'm like, she's getting caught, quote unquote. But she takes me to her house. And she's like, you guys can chill here.
Well, they kind of force her to say, we're going to chill here. You know, you have no choice type of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the corporal, the guy in charge, is, you know, he's on mission point. He's on that mission.
No, he's
like, no matter what happens, we're blowing up that fucking church and the radio tower.
This guy the whole time, he's like, our mission is fucking this. And they're like, there are Nazis everywhere, and there's only like four of us left. We can't do this. And he's like, we're going to fucking do it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah, try and do this, like, suicide mission.
Yeah, basically. But he's not interpreting it that way. At least it doesn't seem like he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, we get in there and you meet this creepy as shit little brother.
I think he's funny.
I think he's funny later, but the first scene they introduce him in, I was like, this kid's on in on it. Like, you get this five, he's maybe five.
Yeah.
And they're all standing there and the kid jumps or like is silently standing from behind the corner or some shit and he's pointing a toy gun at one of the soldiers and it's the Rocket Raccoon soldier. He turns around, he's like, ah, what the fuck are you doing? And he's just like, for people listening, my face is just deadpan pointing a invisible gun and he's just like, it's like later he's like, you need to put a fucking bell on that guy. It's just like, this kid is just dead quiet for most of this movie.
Jesus! We gotta put a bell on this little fucker or something.
No, but that's
a
gate.
Hey, there's a lot of soldiers out there, and there's only four of us. So, maybe we should wait. See more of our guys show first.
Pretty boy, you finally says something smart.
Thank you.
And so it's her little brother, and her aunt, who's, like, you know, is a monster.
Yeah, just has a Darth Vader.
Oh, it's like, it's Darth Vader with like a monstrous growl underneath it. It's horrifying. God. As they walk in and you just hear like, and they're all like, huh, what's that? She's like, my aunt is very, very, very sick. Just leave her alone.
Oh, she's upstairs?
Yeah, she's upstairs. Oh, okay. So they close the door and they're like, she's sick, don't fuck with her.
That?
My aunt. She's sick.
God!
Be quiet.
Tell this kid not to do creepy shit like that.
Paul, c'est un vitesse de crapole.
Shh.
Yeah, and the little kid wants to play baseball, and
oh God,
Jersey goes, fucking hate baseball or something like that.
Ooh, can we call this guy Jersey Mike?
Jersey Mike, that's perfect. Just not a tan asshole. Which kind of reflects back later.
He's an asshole, though.
He's an asshole, but what reflects back later is he mentions a baseball player's name, so you know he likes baseball. He's an American at that time.
This guy's such a dick.
Yeah, so they're fighting over that, and is this when a Nazi comes into...
No, this is where we get the ant reveal. You get a bunch of... This house scene just drags because you get... Our main character, Bryce, goes to the aunt's door because, of course, someone has to. We got to see what this thing looks like.
Yeah.
And he opens the door. So what happens when he opens the door, Amber?
Oh, she's right there, probably. And she's like, but they have her kind of tied down to the bed or tied down to something. So she comes close enough to where she's just like right there.
I wish more of what she said was in there. Instead, we get a minute or so scene where he's staring through the crack in the door and doesn't see anything. You just hear the noise. And then she's like, da-da-dun, and, like, looks through the crack, and you see kind of, like, her eye and this gobbledygook skin.
It looks like she's almost burned.
Yeah. Like, they're like, it's implied, I think, they experimented on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, if that's just burning, I don't think people sound like that after they burn. I mean, this had, like, an echoing reverb
to it.
But, yeah, there's that, and then you get this, exposition. So much just, like, needless exposition. It's Bryce and the French woman and the brother are in the kitchen, and they're talking about things like what their names are, who gives a fuck, where they're from, Louisiana, who gives a fuck, the kid likes baseball.
Yeah.
Her Where does this take place again?
France.
Some random made-up place in France. Which is weird. They had subtitles for a lot of the French, but none for the German.
None of the German.
Yeah, which was really weird.
I thought there was something wrong.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, but they wouldn't show if, you know.
Yeah. No, we don't care about the German. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's like, maybe in Germany, people in Germany are so good, multilingual now, that they don't need German subtitles for the English. But they're not quite as good with French, so like everyone needs the French subtitles, so it's the German version of the movie. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. At this point, the colonel needs them to, not colonel, corporal, needs them to sends two out to see if anyone else from the squad showed up, and they were gone for a while.
Yeah.
And then he sends Boyce out to go find them, and then but Boyce gets chased down a dog and goes down into, where does he go? The sewer, something like that?
Yeah, so he goes out into the woods and he's looking around the front gate of this tower. It's nighttime. And you by this point, the woman has said, like, of course, the classic, oh, you know, they're experimenting on people and they're turning them into something. Like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, there's fucking monsters coming up. And so he goes to the gate.
The gate, and sees soldiers take off a pile of bodies from a truck that are all disfigured, grotesque looking, put them in a pile, and basically just burn them to ash.
Yeah, like light them up with flamethrowers and shit. And he's just like, sees them and he's freaked out. He starts trying to get away and a dog chases him. And he jumps
like
in the back.
Like a normal dog?
Yeah,
or like
normal
a
Rottweiler.
Shouldn't have been. Should have been a monster dog. Now that you mentioned this.
Like a Resident Evil type of dog that just opens up and like.
It should have been a living version of whatever the fuck they found in the woods, because I don't think that ever comes back.
No, it doesn't.
It's just like, have that chase him. No, it's just some normal fucking dog.
Okay.
But I mean, like, it's probably a Nazi dog. It's like an anti-Semitic Nazi dog.
It's a Nazi dog. We have an American dog, and then there are Nazi dogs.
This is totally a Nazi dog. Yeah. It's barking in, like, German.
Barking in German.
So it's chasing him, and all the Nazis are being alerted to this, and he's like, oh, fuck, he's running away. And he jumps in the back of a truck, and it's full of corpses.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Normal corpses. Not grotesque or disfigured, normal corpses.
Just normal dead corpses.
And takes them into through the gate underneath what actually is the church, and he gets out, does a little snooping, and finds a bunch of odd shit going on, which this is where it kind of went too far. In my opinion, like, it could have went, like, true to the story that Nazis were doing this on different people.
Yeah.
But instead of going, like, the whole over the top with the grotesque crazy people, it just went you know, what they were doing, but you know.
Yeah, he's seeing these experiments, like there's these weird peepholes in the concrete, like a concrete wall, and there's like these peepholes in it, and he's looking through and there's just like people freaking out in there.
Yeah.
And they sick one of the monsters on him or something. Some kills somebody. You don't see it, but something happens.
Yeah. So Boyce is down there, sees actually a buddy of his who was he was friends with.
You
on
see
a table.
This kid who's worried because,
and he's got like this, I don't know what the hell it is.
Some nasty tubes.
Tubes
and
going
shit.
On, like, going down on, like, a suction.
Ew.
Like, sewed onto him. Like, these thick-ass yarn strings.
Yeah. So pulls that off. They get away through a sewer system, get back. The woman.
Why did you take that guy back?
His brother's
Well, what
arms,
he takes.
You don't leave
he's, like,
behind.
Saving his.
Yeah.
You know, no man left behind or whatever. So he gets him.
But you don't know what he's been injected with.
Well, here's the thing about that. He took whatever he was injected with.
Yeah.
Oh.
So on the table next to the guy, or maybe it's in this other room, because there's this other room where you have these plastic body bags hanging from the ceiling hooked up to tubes and shit.
Yeah.
And he opens one, or one opens up or something, and the guy, like, leans out, and he's like, just kill me, man! And he's like, no. And he takes one of these syringes full of this red goop.
Yeah.
And they run
looks
out
like
of it.
Looks like peach jam.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, yeah. With a little raspberry dripped in.
It looks like it would taste good.
It probably was jam.
They cheaped out on it.
Yeah.
Just fill it with jam.
Jam dust.
Just jam it in there. Stop it. But yeah, so he takes that and they all regroup at the house.
Yeah.
This is where you get Huron Greyjoy.
Huron Greyjoy comes for a visit. He's a Nazi officer.
He's a Nazi officer.
Yeah.
So Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's in this movie.
The one that...
The crazy
The shitty
brother.
Uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in this.
All right.
Which he's doing...
Doing the best
job.
He can.
You know what? Everyone's doing the best they can. This movie didn't... Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he comes in. He's some Nazi high-ranking guy. And he's basically like... Hey, girl. They all hide. All the troops hide up in the attic with the boy. And the girl's downstairs, and she opens the door, and he's like, hey, girl, like, sup? And she's like, oh, please leave me alone, like, not tonight. And he's like, nope. If you don't let me rape you, I'm going to take your boy or your brother and I'm going to go do experiments on him in my mysterious church castle. And she's like, fuck, okay, fine. And so they're all watching this shit from like the attic. And the whole time I'm like, it's an uncomfortable scene. In part because you're like, oh, fuck, he's going to like rape this woman. But also because it just keeps going.
Yeah.
And you're like, how long is this going to take? And at what point is something going to happen? And of course,
Boyce does the right thing and just comes down with his M1 and puts it against his neck. But the corporal, again, is, that's not our mission. That's not our mission. You know, stay mission point. And so they capture him and they try to find out what the hell kind of experiments they're doing, but really don't get an answer.
And they're like beating the shit out of him. And they're just like, tell us, like, what the fuck is this syringe?
Exactly,
and
he's,
says some shit in German, which I only caught some of it. Something to do with, if I remember, it's something like making better people or something.
Yeah, I don't remember. Longer Third Reich, Thousand Year Reich.
Yeah, Third Reich.
Usual Nazi bullshit.
Yeah, he's just spouting shit. Yeah. And they're just like, how do we blow, you know, the guy's like, well, that's not the mission anyway, so who gives a fuck? You know, what's the how do we blow this thing up? And he's just like, fuck you guys, I'm a Nazi.
Yeah. And so they send the photographer up to take away the officer.
Nazi
officer. And of course, like anything else, predictable, Nazi officer gets away and kills him.
Yeah. So, well, not quite.
Oh.
What happens is the Nazi, so they send photographer to go get the Nazi. They're like, we're going to use him as a distraction so that we can get into the base. Which this seems like it could be achieved with any Nazi, by the way. So I don't know why they're like super hung up on this one, but whatever. He goes up there, cuts him loose, and he's like, okay, come on. Like, come on, man. Let's go downstairs. They need us. And the Nazi like is faking being knocked out, grabs his gun and just shoots him in the chest. Kills the photographer. And everyone's like, oh my god, he did it. And they, you know, get him down. The corporal's like, oh, he's fucking dead. Don't worry about it. We need to leave. And he goes, oh, hold the fuck up.
Yeah.
Grabs a syringe and just jams it and sticks him with it. Because while he was in the lab, they saw him, like, string up a corpse, inject the corpse, and the corpse started waking back up. And then they, like, locked him in a freezer. And so he's like, oh, yeah, this'll work. Thunk. And, like, injects him, and they're like, what the fuck did you do that for? And the
dang, I thought they were gonna do that to the Nazi. I was like waiting for
Well, keep waiting.
Yeah.
The Nazi's like, oh shit, you fucking did it, like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
So Amber, what happens?
Well, obviously, like, the dead photographer starts waking up and wreaks havoc, I'm assuming.
Nope. Kind of. But nah.
You kind of see what the serum does.
Yeah. He wakes up.
He wakes up, yeah. And
he's just like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then drinks like, a whole canteen and then squeezes it and breaks the canteen into like a little, you know.
Yeah.
It's great. It
crushes it.
And then his whole like, you see like the serum veins move through his veins and he has like shit popping out of him.
His head.
Like a tumor. Like,
this is fucking, this is crazy. His head flicks backwards. And is like the top of his head is at maybe the middle of his back. And his like collarbones are like pointed straight up. And it's just like, they're all like, oh my god.
And he's going, what the fuck did you do to me?
He's like, turning around. He looks at him while his head's hanging behind him. He's like, what did you do to me? And everyone's like, what did you do to him? And I think he like flings his head back up. And then his eyes start bleeding and shit. Yeah. And they shoot him and he goes down. It's like the mummy, when he's just like, I got him. And the Nazi would be like, no mortal weapons can kill this man. And then he's just like, I got him. And then he, like, the fucking photographer gets back up and he's like, and he goes after him. They shoot him, I think, again. And then Bryce takes his butt of his gun and just starts smashing his head. And it's like, speaking of jelly, it's just everywhere. And corporal comes over and stops. He's like, you got him. Or in reality, he's yelling like, it's not photographer name.
And of course, while all this is happening, Euron gets away.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, goodbye, little American man. Runs away. He's out. He takes the kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
he takes
damn.
The kid. Yeah.
He's like, oh, haha, I have your kid now. You can't kill me. Nazis killed them. And they're shooting at the... This is what I don't get. Because they're like, we need Euron for a distraction. You got, like, four other Nazis that are closer to you. Pop one in the knee, shoot the rest. He can get away. Who cares?
Well, I think it was his status in the.
But what they end up doing, it doesn't fucking matter. You could have a scarecrow.
Yeah, but I think maybe who's maybe the we'll get.
Yeah,
to
we'll
it.
Get yeah, to yeah. it. But it's just like this is fucking. I don't understand. So yeah, they're like,
what the fuck do we do now?
Yeah, what do
after
we do?
He gets away and.
Yeah. So what the fuck do they do now?
Well, they have to go and rescue the kid.
Yeah. Which is a very long, drawn-out argument amongst our characters.
Yeah.
Well, mission first. Mission first.
And then Jersey Mike is just like, hey, we could go ahead and save both the kid and we can,
blow up the church.
Blow up the church at the same time. And it's just like, it's two for one. Whatever the fuck that is. And then he's just like, you're right, not quite Joe Pesci. We could do that. And they go ahead and fucking decide to go save the kid. Of course, the French woman comes to.
Why?
I don't know. It's her brother or whatever. It's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's a movie.
Gotta have some type of female character in that.
Well, you just gotta have the not military person, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
And they hatch a plan.
Yeah, so they hatch a plan. And while this is going on, speaking of your desire earlier. Huron just kind of... Oh, they shoot him in the face.
Yeah,
that's
he gets
right.
like half his face blown
off. Yeah, half
off.
His
so
face
got,
is like blown
got,
off.
I think he gets hit in the shoulder, maybe one other place, yeah. So
he's
like
all shot up.
Yeah, he's all shot up dying.
So he comes into the lab and he hands the kid...
He's still alive
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah,
he's
still alive.
Total. Yeah. They like blew his cheek off. He's like holding his face.
Yeah.
And he throws the kid to the doctor or one of the minions or something. And he just grabs like two of the syringes or so, and they're like, no, you cannot do that.
We haven't tested on a live person.
No, please don't. Oh, he went and did it anyway. Yeah. And just like, injects himself twice with the peach jam. And they're all like, oh God, what is going to happen? And then, like, he just kind of shudders, and I think he might get the veins. I mean, like, nothing...
changes.
Yeah.
On his, body anatomically.
Yeah, he just stops being in pain.
Yeah.
Like, because he kind of moves his hand away, and you see, like, his face is blown out, and he's like, oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, we probably should have been using real people all the time. It's just like, he's fucking evil, but that's not new. So, there you go. Meanwhile, you know, what do you think the Americans' plan is to get into the base?
I don't really know. Like, I don't.
Well, basically what they do is they trick a Nazi that's chasing the girl and they kidnap him.
Oh.
He just happens to have a motorcycle too, which seemed to be a really big part of this plan. So I guess they got lucky? I don't know. But they tie him up, they stick a bunch of bombs, which they seem to have an infinite amount of.
Well, because they packed all those explosives.
Yeah.
To blow up the church, so they take some of those explosives and strap them into...
But they have enough at the end to do... It's... They have a lot.
They have a lot, you know.
They shove him in, like, the sidecar, and they tie his arms to the thing and gag him. And they roll him up to the front gate, and all the Nazis are like, yo, that's how you're doing! And it's like, oh, dear, he has a bomb. Boom.
Well, no, they pull the...
Oh, they pull
the tape off
the
mouth
tape.
Because they got a grenade in there, and the pin is attached to the tape.
Yeah.
So they pull it, and it pulls the pin, and then...
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect distraction.
Nice.
And it kills everybody.
Yeah.
And that's away from
but it's
the church.
Not, it's not a distraction.
It's underneath
just...
the church at the gate. Like,
oh,
there's a tunnel
underneath
the church.
Gotcha.
Thing.
Big,
yeah.
When you see it, you're like, that's a weird
So they got to get those people out of the way and then, like, enter.
Basically, just kills a bunch of them, but it does not matter because it seems like they're just coming out of the woodwork, so to say.
Okay.
And they just keep coming out, and that's really the climax.
Dang.
I think. What do you think, Thomas?
I think for the purposes of this movie,
yeah.
Like, they blow it up, and it bothers me because I'm pretty sure they just walk in the front door.
No.
They go through the sewer thing?
They go through the sewer.
By the way, Bryce escaped through the sewer. Yeah. While he was running away from a monster man, I think.
With Rosenfeld.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, from this point on, Amber, what do you think happens till the end of the movie?
Yeah, what's going on from infiltrating the castle to the end? Keeping in mind, this movie's like almost 2 hours long, and we condensed it to like half an hour.
So I think they're going to come in on when the scientists are about to experiment on the boy, or they have experimented on the boy, and because they've never used like a live person besides like Euron just going at it himself, and then there's going to be like a boss fight with Euron somewhere in there, and he's going to be like super jacked. But somehow they managed to do it, and then at the end they just blow up the church, and everybody's happy.
Well, we'll see how right you might be.
Okay.
I think that you, on a theme...
I don't know, maybe I'm thinking too much, like, horror video game type of thing.
No.
But we could talk about it after, I think, of how close you might have been to it or not. But all right, so for you guys, it'll be a few seconds, as our usual song plays. For us, it'll be, I think, about an hour and 50 minutes, is this movie?
It was really 2 hours, because I watched it on 3 bus rides.
Oh,
it's
got to
be like 2. I swear it's like 2. Because I looked at it, an hour and 50 minutes, yeah.
Wow. Didn't feel like it.
Well,
maybe
sure
I was on the bus.
Shit did to me. I watched this in between emails. And it just took forever. The whole time I was like, this is a horror movie, right? Like, where are we going? But all right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and take a minute, go watch this movie, and we'll be right back. We're back. Oof. So, Amber, thoughts?
Man, the lack of zombies just infuriated me.
Yeah. The first time I saw this, that's how I felt too.
It wasn't even zombies, it was just blobs of people.
It was like, very sweaty, veiny.
Yes. Sweaty, veiny people with like what looked like pimples on their faces.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like it was either should have went total zombie or no zombie kind of mention at all, you know?
I agree. And that is actually one of the pieces of trivia for this movie, was this script got changed over a bunch of times during production. The original script, when this was written, had Bryce, Chloe, and Ford as like the three main heroes of this movie. And it was going to have a huge focus on the horror element, and it was going to have like a zombie horde showdown where it was going to be like the three of them fighting off zombies. This whole showdown that you see at the end of this movie between Huron Greyjoy and Ford and Bryce, it doesn't happen.
Hmm.
At least not so much. It sounds like the movie was a lot different before.
Interesting.
That.
I wonder why they changed the idea.
Because then at the end, you have those three guys that just come out of the closet or whatever.
Well, maybe a different phrasing than that.
And they do absolutely nothing. Like, they're just walking towards Ford, and he's like, you know, he blows them up. And that's basically it. And it's just like, what was the point of that?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Like, if you're going to do this whole, we're building a zombie army thing.
Where's your zombie army?
Exactly. It's almost like they caught them too early in the testing of the peach juice shit.
But in World War II timeline, that doesn't make sense at all. That they had enough time to, over a couple, I think it was about 2 years, to probably develop that serum or peach juice.
Right, this is the end.
Yeah.
This is like the last few days of this.
Yep.
However, another thing that made even less sense to me, when this movie, I don't know if you guys heard this, another trivia fact, this movie, when it was announced, people thought it was a Cloverfield movie.
Yeah, because Abrams was involved in it, so they thought it was like a before.
Like yeah, he had to come out at some movie convention thing and say it has nothing to do with Cloverfield. And I'm just like, guys, just because Lost isn't part of Cloverfield, what are we fucking doing? Star Wars 7 ain't Cloverfield either.
Exactly.
It just doesn't... I heard that and I was like, wow, good lord. Like,
yeah.
The movie did, though, which I appreciate this, is so the beginning of the movie, we talk about it during our commentary. Go check that out on our website. But the whole beginning of this movie is very CGI heavy. I mean, we were all saying, like, this is our favorite... Well, at least for me and Patrick, like, that was our favorite sequence in the movie.
Yeah.
But it was very CGI heavy. The rest of everything is actually done in practical effects. So even when what's-his-name's head, like, flips back and his collarbones are shooting up, like, all of that's practical with maybe some CGI touch-up.
Right.
They're not just doing, like, a digital cartoon photographer guy. Same deal with his face being, with Overlord's face blowing off or whatever.
Yeah.
He's, like, that's fucking practical. That's why he keeps saying F for everything, because he can't talk. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
For some parts, it was really good. And then other parts, when they were, like, they did that stupid, you know, it's like you turn to the side and stab someone, but you just shove the thing under their arm.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you could clear, like, with the pipe at the end. I was like, oh, come on, really? Just CGI that. That's okay. Did you recognize who Corporal was, Amber, by any chance? Or did he maybe look familiar to you at all?
No.
He is the actor Wyatt Russell.
Wyatt Russell, that's right. It is.
Yep. Son of Kurt Russell, main actor in The Thing, father of Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I guess I could see it a little bit.
I didn't know. I didn't even know. I did not know that, because that means he's Kate Hudson's brother.
Yeah. I did not know that until I was reading. I mean, it's the trivia on IMDb, but that I was like, this guy looks like I've seen him in something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because Amber and I watched The Thing not that long ago. I was like, oh, he looks kind of like Kurt Russell. Oh, it turns out he's his kid.
Wow.
And, like, whoever wrote that piece of trivia tried to connect this and The Thing in the whole monster scope. I'm like, not really at all. Not even close, actually. But yeah, he's his kid, which was kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, that is.
I think there's so much, like, wasted potential almost in this movie. Like, I feel like this movie, there's a point where it decides, it could decide, I'm going to be a pretty good war movie, or I'm going to be a pretty good horror movie, and it just never makes that decision. Until almost, like, the end. Like, right at the end when he's blowing shit up, where it's like, I'm going to be horror. And then it's like, oh, never mind, we're done.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, Amber, there's zombies at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Where are they the entire time?
In their cells.
Which I don't... It's just stupid. It almost comes off like you didn't want to pay for all of that.
Yeah. Like, the lack of people just in the settings, it was like... Yeah.
Well, I think you brought it up during the commentary. You're like, is everybody out at lunch?
Like, it's so empty. Like, you would have thought.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like a Nazi compound, and they're all just, what?
Sleeping.
Just relaxing.
Chilling.
Incubating.
Yep, incubating in their little coffin-like sleeping cells.
I hate how they don't give enough exposition either on the sack people.
Yeah, they didn't explain that, or even the goop.
Yeah, he talks about the goop, and he's like, this goop's always been here. Had the Nazis find it?
Exactly.
Had they figure out this refinement process? And he was saying at the end of the commentary, is this supposed to be some weird analogy for heroin? You know, like, you have black tar heroin's like the pure shit, and you gotta...
Yeah, yeah.
Or the base shit, yeah. And I'm just like, I guess I could see that, but it just seems like a really big stretch to be like, look, the zombie people are on heroin. Like, what the fuck are we doing in this movie? I don't quite get it. Patrick, do you have any second thoughts, or any thoughts watching it a second time?
I liked it better the second time, because I didn't have to watch it broken up. But still was definitely underwhelming.
Yeah.
I think the actors did a decent job, some of them, you know. But, yeah, it wasn't terrible. I wouldn't say it was terrible.
I feel the similar, same way. Is like, watching it a second time straight through, because I also watched it kind of broken up, it's better. Especially since Hereditary, I kind of just want, if you're not going to use the time, just make your movie shorter.
Yeah.
We don't need to spend 2 hours on this, you know? There's a lot of this, scenes that should be exposition, but they're not, like in the house, We're not talking about anything. We're just like, oh, my name is Chloe. His name is Paul. Mm. Our parents are dead.
Yeah.
We're going to make this scene last like 5 whole minutes for no reason. It's just like we could do more here or we could not have it, you know? And we're making a fucking Nazi zombie goddamn movie, guys. Like, we do not need to be delving into character development. We just need to make them go from point A to the point
exactly.
B. You know? The worst part is, Amber, you pointed out in the movie, is like, these characters don't develop. And it's like, yeah, but you shouldn't feel like they need to in a movie like this.
Exactly.
It just make these movies shorter. There's no reason for them to be this long. Not to say you can't have a long horror movie. If you're going to use that time well, use it. But if you're not going to, you're wasting everyone's time. So, what are we rating this movie, Amber? First time through, you going to rate
this
movie?
I give it a 2 out of 10. Like, oh, that was pretty trash.
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted some zombies, and there were no zombies. Like, just a bunch of bodies, for the most part. Maybe some twitching going on. But
yeah, there was a lot of creepy twitching.
Yeah, like, creepy twitching, looking through eye holes and shit like that.
Yeah, that's true. Patrick, what about you?
I'll get a 4-2 for the well-done first couple minutes when they fly over into France. I think that was very well done, and then how they recouped.
Yeah.
Regrouped together and things like that, but then once they got to the town, it was like,
right,
on,
because that's where they should have decided this is a horror movie now.
Exactly.
But even that could have been better. Like, I felt like that was just like, oh, like typical war.
No, that's like, that's the shots. Point. That's it. It's like we get to the village, and from that point on, it should have been mysterious Nazi happenings. Not we're killing people in the street, but we're taking people.
But like
to
even
the
when
church.
They were in the woods. Should have been like shit going on in there.
Oh yeah,
well.
They should have seen the monsters.
Yeah, like monsters just running around, like you know, taking people out. Like that would have been great instead of just being like, "Is this a jackal?" Like,
they find the jackal thing that amounts to nothing. And I'm like, we need to at least have this chase somebody at some point in the movie. I mean, what the fuck is going on? Also, why does assumedly animal testing, right? They took a dog or something.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Injected it with the peach jam, and it grew hooves? Or did you test a sheep?
Yeah. Like, I would have tested sheep first off.
I would think it would have to be sheep.
As a dog, dogs are valuable at that time, especially for patrolling and things like that. Yeah.
We got plenty of sheep.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd have to be sheep because it's not like the humans are growing hooves.
Yeah.
It just didn't really make... There's a lot of, like, wasted bits here that almost make stuff stop making sense. It's almost like this isn't a good movie.
That's why.
I think if I had to rate it, I think I'd give it a 3.7. Watching it the second time was easier, partially because we were drinking. Yeah, 3.7.
Gotcha.
It's one of those movies, if you want to watch it, go for it. I won't stop you.
Yeah, if you got free time, you know, nothing else to really do, nice couple drinks in your hand, you know. Yeah.
If it's like, oh man, I want to see what this Overlord movie's about, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, watch it, you'll be disappointed, but you're not going to be like tragically heartbroken, hopefully. But I mean, if you're like, oh, I want a movie to watch right now, I'm kind of bored, there's lots of better choices. This is not one I'd put on that list.
Yeah, especially if you have to buy it. Like, don't watch if you have to buy
it.
Yeah, if this is streaming somewhere, you go for it. Yeah, I wouldn't want to pay too much money for this movie. So we didn't really particularly care for this. It sounds like around the room, we really didn't even get to like a 50% on this. There are some people who fucking love this movie. Holy shit. I have a review from February of this year. By Joel Ogoy Ortega. 5 stars. The best horror action film ever made! Exclamation point. I actually didn't know anything about this movie, and I mistaken it for a video game adaptation because I already heard a video game titled Overlord. That is a hell of a sentence. But I search about it, and then Overlord was actually a term that was used in the World War II.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, hey, I didn't know that either. Luckily, I watched a trailer for this movie and found out it was a horror film. I'm not really a big fan of action war films, so he's not a fan of war movies. If he didn't watch the trailer for this movie, then he wouldn't have watched it.
Okay.
Now, the first 45 minutes of this movie is a typical war movie, which I can agree with, more or less. It's way too long to be a typical fucking war movie for a horror movie, but it is. If you actually watch this movie without knowing anything about it, then you won't know you're watching a horror movie. Again, that is a huge fucking flaw of this movie. And then, voila, the introduction of the serum tells you that it's actually a horror film. And the creepy aunt, but whatever. First of all, I actually don't like most of the characters in the movie, with the exception of Chloe, Ford, and the kid. But for the others, they're actually annoying, especially the protagonist. He annoyed me so much because of his softness and cowardice. This dude is really, like, trying to pull this macho thing right now. But when all the chaos happened, you were going to wish none of them died. The special effects are great, especially the beginning. It's the best opening scene I've ever seen. The sound design is glorious and loud and must be watched at a very high volume. The music scoring by Jed Kurzel.
What music?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I don't think it's... Except the end thing where we
know. Some of that Jay-Z, like, shit, which happened to be the guy speaking German, apparently.
It's just, it just him saying the music's great. I just think it's funny that he's like, I love these characters, and as for everyone else, they're actually really fucking annoying.
Just kill them. Like,
oh, man. Yeah, that was a rough one to read, but the guy brings up the same points that, like, are the things I don't like about this movie. It's like 45 minutes. This is a war movie. And then it changes gears to a horror movie. I wouldn't mind it if you were able to go into this movie without any idea it was a horror movie. Like, if the trailers didn't do that, if none of that. Because that actually would be kind of cool. It's like, it's a war movie for 45 minutes or so. Then shit just flips 180, hits 11, and you have a horror fucking movie on your hands. That'd be kind of neat. If it's done well, I get behind it. But when I'm sitting here going, okay, when are the zombies here? Where are the zombies? What are we doing?
Yep.
I'm bored. Because I'm waiting for... it's now just like I have to slog through this World War II movie in order to get to some zombies that never, ever fucking come up. Another five-star review by Jay O'Sullivan. Five stars. One crazy, mad movie. I would let... Ooh, I don't like how they... You know, people type in, like, text lingo.
Oh,
like
come on,
people. Or PPL.
Jesus.
Oh, God. I know, right?
Well, we're calling
them out.
Don't
get me down that damn rabbit hole.
Oh, well, listen to this first line. I would like people to know this movie is not for kids. No fucking shit.
Yeah. Look at that poster. In there.
Okay. Now that that's out of the way. Movie is set on the day be the number 4 D-Day.
Oh, fuck yourself.
And an army unit is sent behind enemy lines to knock out a radar/radio station that the Germans have set up that can be picked up, that can pick up the Allied planes flying into France for D-Day. This just explains the fucking plot.
I know. It's like
he's bookending it. It's like, so the beginning is like, this movie's not for kids, which, like, okay, no shit.
Yeah.
It's rated R, the gory ass cover. Paragraph about this is what the movie is.
Oh God.
And this movie is bat shit crazy. And that's really not.
It's not.
No. It had the potential to be.
Yeah.
This movie could have been really good. I think it could have been a really cool movie.
Oh, yeah, fuckhead, you're the downfall of our civilization right now because you can't fucking type, by the way.
Oh, I know. Good Lord. I can't stand it. I can't stand when people do that. It's just like paying per letter is a thing of the past. We don't need to do it anymore. Stop it. Ugh. Yeah, this movie, I feel like this movie could have been so much better. Like, if you either made the decision to flesh out the characters a little bit more, have them develop, maybe I'd give a shit. But the thing is, you're giving character elements to characters that die in the first 15 minutes. Not from zombies. Like fucking Grey Worm. He's like, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do this stuff. This is who my character is. Kaboom. Now he's dead and no one gives a shit anymore. It's just like, who? What the fuck are we doing? Got Jersey Mike over here. It's just waiting for him to open a goddamn sandwich shop.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fucking shit.
Still the best part of the movie to me is that kid.
Oh, Paul?
Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he freaks everyone out.
He freaks everyone out. His scream at the zombie.
Yeah.
It's like, because he's like, wait, sister, come back. Never mind.
Yeah. Fuck you, leaving you behind.
And the kid just books it, he's gone, and then he's running out in a gunfire, yeah. Like, I don't want to live anymore. God. Yeah, I think the kid was my favorite part, too. Amber, if you could change anything in this movie, let's just throw caution to the wind now. Anything in this movie you want to change, you're in that writer's room. What are you doing in this movie?
I'm just not doing the movie.
Okay, you're chained up in the writer's room. If you don't make a good movie, you're dead. What are you doing? They inject you with the pink shit.
So I have to put it into production?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I would definitely put some fucking zombies in there and have more character development, at least on the main character. It's just like, yeah. He doesn't talk very much as it is. And
that's
then just
point.
Have more
a lot
of
the...
Just, like, blend the horror with, like, the war, I guess, movie. Like, blend, like, the battle scenes, like, with mm-hmm. the horror. And, like, try and get more, like, background, I guess, on the serum and how they, like, develop that.
Yeah.
And then, like, what it actually does, because it's, like, they have no fucking clue. Like,
that's
throughout
true.
The whole movie. And they're just like, oh, we should have used live people. And it's just like... You had like two years to like.
Yeah. That's a good point. You had 2 years
out?
To figure
like,
this
what?
Out. What?
Yeah,
because
France
doing?
Fell very yeah. easily.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, that must have been a very fucking boring job. Like, oh, just dead people. One dead person, two dead person.
Well,
oh,
I guess
we're
just going
fucking...
to inject them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
I'm seeing the same result.
Oh, he's jittering. Lock
like
him
worst
up.
Researchers, like.
I know. You just take it, and they have so much of this goop.
Yeah.
It's every scene they're yeah. smashing like 12 bottles, and no, in the scenes where they're not fighting, it's like no one gives a shit. They're just like, oh, he smashed like a huge supply of this. At least we have more.
Oh well.
It's like who fucking cares? What are we doing? You should. This should be like precious shit. I don't fucking get it.
I don't know. Power my cars or some shit with it. I don't know.
Fuck.
Flubber it.
Just make it into evil flubber. Like evil red flubber.
Make some soap out of it. I don't know.
Well, that's how you get everybody. You sell it and everyone washes yeah. with it and they turn into monsters.
Yeah. That would even be a better storyline
be
right
movie.
There.
Patrick, what would you change about this movie?
I would go into when the Nazis found the church, found yeah. the goop, and have like the opening credits, that's what they're doing. They're discovering how to use this goop along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start the movie as the beginning of the movie started. You
so flash forward to
flying
over the... Flying
over. And as everyone's getting down, you watch boys get down, but then you go to Rosenfeld, who gets captured, and maybe a few others, instead of just focus on him and see what happens when they get to the labs.
Yeah.
And they're seeing all this shit happening and seeing the whatever grotesque monsters, zombies, whatever you see.
Yeah.
And then you flash back to what's happened with Boyce and that. And you just keep going back and forth a little bit. And that will definitely help up the horror effect.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then
no, I agree.
It comes to the same conclusion in the end, you know, that someone has to inject themselves with it and
yeah.
to save the day.
I think I kind of like the idea of taking the guys to, like, getting their perspective on it. Because I really... One of the things I think is a flaw in this movie is Bryce is supposed to be the viewer. He's the audience. And he's like, you're going to see everything through his eyes. And that results in a lot of weirdly, almost shoehorned scenes. Like, he's the one who gets into the compound. And then
yeah.
instead of trying to get out, he's more like, oh, I'm trying to figure out what's going on, but I'm doing that while I'm trying to figure out how to get out, but I'm incidentally figuring out what's going on. And it's just kind of like, pick one, and then you're going to leave with very little consequence, and then you're going to come back. And it's kind of like, for the first reveal of the super evil Nazi laboratory, I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah, like if you're one of the guys that falls around the same area as Rosenfeld, gets captured, throw him in a cell with one of the monsters, and that's like the first thing you see of the full monster is this guy in the cell, and you just see a shot of the monster coming at him and attacking him and killing him.
And then have him like rigging up Bryce and getting ready to put him under thing after they see them do it to one of the bag.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it appears that that's what he's going to do, is like they're going to shove him in a bag, like the bag guys. But, I mean, we don't know that. We don't know how any of this fucking shit works.
Yeah, so I think that that would make a better story to help understand and move things along.
I think if I were to change it, I'd have to drop the entire D-Day angle, period. I think I would drop all this nonsense with the radio tower and D-Day's about to happen. Get rid of it. I want this to... I kind of like how you had it started, Patrick, because you have this... you know, black goop and the Nazis find it. I think I might take that one step further and be like, say, no, I don't fucking know. What would it be like? 1299 or some shit. And these people who live in France find it, and it does something to somebody in that village. It turns them into a monster. They kill them, and they're like, we need to close this shit up, and they build a church on top of it.
Nice.
And they're like, you know, God will protect us or something like that, right? So they build this church on top of it. You flash forward, and it would be like a briefing session where they're saying the Nazis have this compound here, you know, and maybe hint that, like, there are plans in process to storm the beaches. It's kind of close. It could potentially be a problem. We need to hit it. We got word that they're doing some crazy Nazi shit here, like secret shit. You know, you, like, Ford, you and your team are going... Get rid of these. Don't have these fucking dead meat body people like the sergeant and Grey Worm.
Yeah.
Just don't even have them. Because if you're going to kill them that quick with that little, like, anything, fuck it. I don't need that. I don't want to get rid of this scene in the beginning because I like that beginning sequence. So I think it would just be, like, Ford and maybe one other head person talking to a general or something. Yeah. Then it would be on the plane... And you'd get, like, Bryce's perspective and the other guy's perspective. But they don't know what's going on.
Right.
So that's how you get your audience in. Is you just have it like, oh, we don't know what's going on. We just know that we're on this mission. Whatever. Then all that shit happens and they crash and whatever. And they're sneaking through. And that right there gives so much more weight to why Ford is like, we have to stay on mission. Because, like, that's his mission, is to stop this crazy, evil Nazi goop experiment. And everyone's like, why the fuck are we wasting our time with this? We need to go home. Who cares? And so he's like, no, you don't understand. And then at some point he goes, this is what's fucking going on. And everyone's like, whoa. And then the other thing I would add, just because I feel like the name Overlord is kind of like, you know it or you don't. And the movie never explains it to you. So you just kind of like don't know. I would have Huron Greyjoy's character still be like the first live person to take it, and they find that when he does it, being alive, he can like command all the zombie monsters.
Okay.
And he like kills the doctor and kills people and kind of takes over the church, and he's controlling the zombies, and you have like... Then you can just go full video game and it becomes fight through the halls. No, seriously, it's like fight through the fucking halls, killing zombies, horde wave after wave to get to the Overlord, kill him, all the zombies die. Do a vampire thing. Kill Huron Greyjoy, all the rest of them will die. And that's how I think it should go. And it could just revolve around... You could have... I think I'd have, as much as I like him, I'd have Paul already kidnapped.
Okay.
And he's there. And maybe they just haven't got to him yet. But his sister is a little bit more like Milton, and she's been working on trying to find a way to get into the church to get him back. As opposed to like, I'm just sort of this person who lives here.
Yeah.
And then I would because I kind of like that, is like make Chloe, Bryce, and Ford the main characters and just go from there. You know? and then still do what you were doing with like Jersey Mike and stuff, and like have them kind of be supporting characters, but you're focused on these three people as opposed to like everybody. I think you get a better movie. Yeah. I feel like this has been done better, and I would like to see a better version of it. Even if it's campy, I think that that's a direction this could easily go in, and I enjoy it. So listeners, if you happen to know of like another Nazi zombie movie that follows this sort of deal, like, let us know. Maybe we'll give it a watch, just because this was a little lackluster.
Yeah. For this beer of the week, we actually switched to a cider this week.
Yeah, very applicable cider.
Cider this week after out of Ferndale, Michigan. It's called Zombie Killer. I thought it was a good choice. Not really too much zombies in it.
In the drink?
In the drink.
Yeah.
Or in the movie.
Probably more on the drink.
Yeah, I agree. From Bee Nectar Cider. It wasn't too bad. It was sweet. But I think it went well with the movie a little bit. Maybe a little stronger alcohol content would have made the movie a bit more enjoyable. But
yeah, I think it really fit. Like, I'm not a big cider fan. I think they're too sweet, and I'm just not a big fan of it. But this wasn't bad. It was, like Patrick said, it was very sweet. But it's... When I think of this movie, I think of this kind of drink. Like, in my mind, I assume it's like that sucrose fake blood, you know? Like, it just tastes super sweet. And this is that.
Yeah.
It fits this movie to a T. Title of the damn thing notwithstanding.
Yeah.
It's there. It's very good. Check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah, Ferndale's, if you listen in the Chicago area, it's only about 3.5 hours from here.
Or just maybe go three. To Binnie's and buy
yeah,
a bottle.
You could do that too. Thanks, Binnie's, again for your
all ass all the way to Michigan
selection.
But yeah, check out. I mean, it's a if you're into ciders, I think you'd like this. I mean, Amber, what do you think of it?
I think it's pretty good. I liked on the side how they were just like, kind of saying, "Serve cold. Zombies hate the cold. Grab your weapons. Also, grab a bottle of this."
Oh yeah, look at that. So grab your weapons and don't forget this bottle for backup. Dedicated to the freaks and geeks.
And then it says at the end, "Beware, girl."
What started as a top secret experiment with Michigan honey, cherries, and apple cider became a viral epidemic. That is another direction this movie could have gone.
They were trying to mix cider. It turned into the serum.
But yeah, I think that's going to do it for Overlord and our accompanying beer of the week. Go ahead and check it out on Sunday. We're going to be dropping that commentary. It'll be good stuff. Those movies not great. It did give us a lot to talk about, and we do make jokes in the movie. I think we make it that much more enjoyable.
Yes, we do.
And just because we're all busy with work and our actual lives, you know, surprisingly enough, this doesn't pay the bills, so who would have thought? We're going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus after this episode. Don't worry, we'll be back, and with all of our great content and all the fun things. But until that time, when we come back in our bright and shining glory, I, as always, am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Patrick.
And thank you guys for listening in.